Progress check 1, exercise 4, page 48. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a woman talking. Why did she leave her job? A. She was fired. B. She found a new position. C. She wanted to spend time with her children.
I'd been working in that company for 10 years, so to say that I needed a change would be an understatement. I always knew I would leave eventually. I just didn't know how. At one stage, I even thought they were going to give me the sack. I had come in late one too many mornings, but a harsh warning later, and I was back at my desk for another few years. Then, early last year, I read an advertisement for a secretarial post working from home. It would have been nice to have done this when the kids were growing up, but at least I don't have to worry about arriving late at work now.
2. You hear a man talking. What is his profession? A. An animal trainer. B. A magician. C. A driver.
In my day, it was every young boy's dream to join a circus. In fact, as a teenager, I used to perform tricks to my friends, and I even played around with the idea of taking up magic as a career. Looking back now, there was no way I could have competed with the magicians we have today, but at least I'm involved somewhat in the running of the circus. And it's not just about getting a lorry from A to B. I get to talk to the performers, and even spend time with the animals from time to time, though, of course, I leave the feeding and handling to the experts.
3. You hear a witness being interviewed by police at a crime scene. What type of crime is being described? A. A robbery. B. Burglary. C. Speeding.
Did you get a good look at the license plate, sir?
I'm afraid not. It was too dark. Like I said, the hooded man jumped in and they sped away past the bank. They were out of sight in no time.
I see. And do you know the family personally?
Not really, but I'd pass here most days while walking my dog. To be honest, it was obvious they were going away for the summer. I guess someone must have spotted that and thought, easy job.
4. You hear a teacher talking to a student. Why is she talking to her? A. To give advice. B. To give permission. C. To warn her.
I'm afraid you have to stay until you have finished all the exercises, Lisa. You know very well that I can only give you permission to leave early if you bring me a note from your parents. And anyway, you need to be putting in all the hours you can right now. I don't need to remind you that you have to get good marks to get into university. Don't get me wrong, I know the tournament is important to you, but at this crucial stage of the year, you had better put your studies first and tennis second. Believe me, you'll be sorry if you don't.
5. You hear a musician talking. How does she feel when she's performing? A. Nervous. B. Relaxed. C. Confident.
Over the years, I've performed to audiences of more than 10,000 people in some of the most spectacular venues in the world. People assume that you get used to it, that you become more self-assured as the years pass. But as most musicians will tell you, that's rarely the case. I'm usually a bundle of nerves in the hours before a performance. Actually, it's often a relief to get on stage and play the first note. My body takes over, and only then can I feel a sense of calmness, almost like I'm just another member of the audience listening along to the beautiful music.
6. You hear a music producer talking about internet piracy. How does he think the problem should be tackled? A. Impose fines on illegal downloaders. B. Lower the cost of CDs. C. Offer customers a new kind of product.
In the US, some individuals have been forced to pay heavy fines to music companies for illegal downloading, and rightly so. If you break the law, you have to pay the price. But I can't see music companies gaining much from going down this route. Illegal downloading is so widespread that it's almost beyond the reach of the law now. In my opinion, we've got to change the type of product we are selling to customers, something that can't be copied and shared over the internet. For example, we could sell CDs with a T-shirt or a poster, but there's certainly no point in bringing half the teenagers of the country to court.
7. You hear a dancer being interviewed on the radio. Why did he become a dancer? A. He wanted to please his mother. B. He followed his father's advice. C. He was inspired by a performance he saw.
When did you discover your talent for dancing?
I have always loved dancing. Ever since I saw an amateur production of West Side Story in the local town hall. After that, I became single-minded about becoming a dancer, and no one was going to tell me it wasn't possible.
Did you have the support of your family to make a career of it?
For years, my mother used to plead with me to go to university and find a regular, steady job. My father was fine with it, though. When I asked him about going to dance college, he accepted my decision and backed me all the way.
8. You hear part of a talk on text messaging. What is the speaker's argument? A. Text messaging is affecting students' schoolwork. B. Text messaging is becoming more popular than phoning. C. Text messaging is changing the way teens communicate.
Since the late 90s, text messaging has swept across the world and shows no signs of losing popularity. It does, however, have its opponents. For years, academics have been concerned about texting language and how it can affect students' spelling and grammar. Few, however, have considered the social consequences of texting. Some teens now prefer texting to calling, regardless of cost, because they're used to the social distance of the text message. Texting discourages direct human contact, and this is something we may need to start worrying about.
That is the end of part 1.